Tam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Shrishtam Manam Api Shachiputra Matra Swarupam Rupam Tas Yagrajamurupurim Maturim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhava Sham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tam Natosmi Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atav Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavangsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. This is the time, is it? It's going on here?
Yes,
with minutes and seconds and degrees, I think the third level is called.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, degrees. That I think that is some other time.
All right, tell me.
Yes. This up thing is the time and down is the time code. This upper time is the time code, down is
no,
the
no,
time.
I mean since you started recording.
Yeah, this is the
it's on
time
almost 3 minutes now.
Yeah, and upper thing is the 20 thing, that is some other time.
Ishvara Parama Krishna Satyadananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. This is a verse from Sri Brahma Sanghita, the meaning of which is Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the supreme controller. His form is completely spiritual. The nature of Satchidananda, eternity, bliss, and knowledge. There is no origin of him, for he is the origin of everything. And therefore, he is the cause of all causes. Well, that's a lot in one small verse. That's a lot to know, to understand. But if we can understand it, we don't need to understand everything else. This is all we need to know, is that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller. His another name is Govinda. He indicates that he has so many other names. His eternal, transcendental, blissful form is completely spiritual. Spiritual doesn't mean only light, undifferentiated light. Beyond the light is Krishna. Krishna is the origin of everything. There is nothing which is the origin of him, which means he's the origin of that spiritual light also. He's the cause of all causes. That's a lot to understand. But if we can know it, then we don't need to know anything else. We know all that needs to be known. The same is confirmed by Lord Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita, in which he says that Yomameva Sammudho Janati Purushottamam Sasarva Vid Bhajati Mam Sarva Bhavena Bharata Iti Guhyatamam Shastram Idam Uktam Mayanaga. He tells Arjuna, who in these two verses at the end of the 15th chapter, he addresses Arjuna by two names. One is Bharata, great personality, descendant of the dynasty coming from Maharaj Bharat, after who this land that I'm presently in, Bharat, is named after Maharaj Bharat. And he also addresses Arjuna as Anaga, sinless. So the point is, Krishna says, because he's been explaining, this is at the end of the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, and in this 15th chapter, he explains the nature of Purushottama. This 15th chapter of Gita, it's Yoga Shastra. The topic of Bhagavad Gita is yoga, not physical exercise yoga so much, but what is the essence of yoga, which is joining with the Supreme, linking with the Supreme. So Purushottam Yoga, this 15th chapter helps us to link with Purushottam, who is Krishna himself. So Krishna says, Purushottam, the Supreme Person. Supreme Person, Supreme Enjoyer. These are English translations of the word Purushottam. Supreme Male. So Krishna says, that person who understands, as I have said it, this most confidential knowledge, the most confidential knowledge within Shastra, within the Vedic scripture, who understands this, he knows everything. Sarvavit. And what's the consequence of that? Then he worships me, such a person worships me in all ways, in all respects, with all his heart and soul and feelings. So then we may ask, well, how to worship Krishna? And then there are so many other things to know. And how can we know that Krishna is the Supreme Person? How can we know that Krishna's body is completely spiritual? So we may need to know so many other things, but this is the essence. That Krishna is, as Srila Prabhupada phrased it in English, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if we know this, we don't need to know anything else. But then we need to, it follows from that, well, I'm not the Supreme. We may foolishly think like that. In fact, we do foolishly. We tend to think like that, don't we? We can say that's just our nature, that we think I'm the center of everything. Our lives center around ourselves. That's true of every living being. It may be that we fall in love and then our life centers around someone else, or our life centers around just like a soldier, valiant soldier in the army, his life revolves around his duty to his country to fight. But still, even if one's life is dedicated to someone else, it's about my specific activities in relation to that duty. Just like in the army, there may be so many soldiers, But the individual soldier has to think about how I have to act to serve my country. Of course, these specifications are giving the regulations. But he himself, see, he feels his own hunger. He feels his own pain if he's injured in fighting. So we're, it seems by nature that we're self-centered individuals, which is funny really if you think about it, because we're so tiny, insignificant. But then if we understand, this is what we really need to know. Krishna is really important. And if we center ourselves around Krishna, then we forget so much about ourselves. And instead of thinking, instead of putting ourselves at the center of everything, then we think Krishna is the center of everything, which is correct. Krishna is the center of everything. And that in this way we join with Krishna. Our yoga with Krishna, we become joined with Krishna. Now we're separate from Krishna. And therefore, because we're separate, actually in one sense we can never be fully separate from Krishna. But we're not thinking about Krishna. We're thinking about so many other things, and therefore we think we have to know so many things. It's important for me to know how to build a building, if I'm an architect, or at least know the theory of it. And the building contractor has to know how to practically do it, all the practicalities of it. So that's important. Someone has to do that. Maybe that's his service within society, or how he makes his livelihood so he can exist in this world. But it's not really important. It's because we've forgotten Krishna that we have to know so many things. Because if we know Krishna, we don't need to know how to live in this world. Yeah, well, to some extent, as long as we're in this world, we have to know, we have to consider how to eat and sleep and make arrangements for that. Actually, if we're fully surrendered to Krishna, ananyas chintayanto mang yejana pariyupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. Krishna says, for one who's just completely absorbed in thought of me, I look after him. I don't have any... Krishna completely looks after him. And we find there are some highly advanced devotees. It's as if they've forgotten the world. And they're not really here. They're just absorbed in thoughts of Krishna to the extent that they don't really live in this world. Their body is here, but their consciousness is elsewhere. But we who are aspiring to be devotees or trying to come to the platform of pure devotion, pure absorption in Krishna. Or there may be devotees who are fully absorbed in Krishna, but being merciful to all of us who are not fully absorbed in thought of Krishna, they live and act in this world in a manner that we can also understand the importance of being Krishna conscious, of taking to bhakti yoga, devotional service to Krishna. And they teach others how to do that. So they also, because they're living in this world, they have to relate to this world, to people in this world. Someone who is absorbed in Krishna to the extent that he doesn't interact with this world at all, then he can't help the world. Of course, by his very presence, he's purifying the world. But if someone wants to know how to come to that level, someone who's just completely absorbed in serving Krishna without taking up the preaching responsibility, they won't be able to helped that person so much. So in what we can say a practical way to come to that level. So those who are attempting to help others to come to Krishna consciousness, they have to know how to explain to others who have doubts. Krishna says, Janati Yomameva Samudho Janati Purushottama. Who knows me without doubting as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But we tend to doubt because that's why we're in the material world. We've forgotten Krishna. Krishna Bhuli Seji Vanadi Bahimuk Ataiv Maya Tare Der Shangshara Duk. Forgetting Krishna since time immemorial, we are turning away from Krishna and therefore we suffer in this material world. And that's usually the impetus for people to take to worshipping Krishna seriously. If we come to the level of understanding that, well, I'm trying to be happy in this world, but I'm not. I've learned so many things about so many things, but what is that thing by knowing which everything will be known? Yasmin vigyate saravam eta evang vigyatam bhavati. What is that? That comes up in the Upanishads. What is that one thing by knowing which everything is known? That is Krishna. So someone may ask me, well, what's the relationship between a sine and a cosine? And I don't know. I learned it years ago, something to do with right angle triangles and the hypotenuse and all this kind of thing. But I can't say offhand. So I don't know. Oh, don't know everything. When it's said that we know everything, means we know everything that's important for us to know. And if Krishna wants, he can give me that knowledge. And well, yeah, if I want to know, then Krishna gives the knowledge. How does he give it? I can find out. There are means to know. Krishna will inspire me to do that. But in my present situation, I don't need to know that. I don't need to know what is the height of the Eiffel Tower. I don't need to know how many windows are in the Empire State Building. We, by nature, we're limited living beings. Krishna knows everything. But Krishna doesn't speak in Bhagavad Gita about how many windows there are in the Eiffel Tower. How many windows are in the... I know how many windows are in the Eiffel Tower. I think I know. I've never been there. I presume it's zero. How about that? Genius. How many windows are in the Empire State Building? Krishna knows, but he doesn't speak in Bhagavad Gita. These things are temporary anyway. But you may say, well, there was no Empire State Building when Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. Well, in one sense, Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita right now. It's eternal truth. Even through this miserable person, myself, I'm speaking Bhagavad Gita. That means Krishna's knowledge. It's Krishna's message to us. But Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he doesn't speak about anything relative or temporary except the framing for the Bhagavad Gita. The circumstances in which Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita was Krishna instructing Arjuna, who was bewildered about his duty of whether to fight or not to fight in a battle that was about to take place. So that's the relative situation. It's not eternal. There's no battle of Kurukshetra going on right now, at least not on this planet. There may be other battles going on, but that's not going on. But within that frame, Krishna spoke knowledge which is relevant to everyone in every place, every circumstance. Spiritual knowledge, what we need to know. And the essence of that is summarized in Brahma Sanghita, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satyad Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. So Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the supreme controller. His eternal form, completely spiritual, composed of knowledge and bliss and eternity. There is no origin of him. He's the supreme source of everything. He is the cause of all causes. Everything is caused. There's a cause for everything. What caused the earth to come into existence? Well, from Vedic knowledge, we understand that Brahma is the creator of this world, but Krishna is the creator of Brahma. Why are there clouds in the sky? And then if we learn from our science class, we may know, well, there's water is evaporated from the ocean by the sunshine, and then it goes up, and then when there's low pressure, it forms into clouds, and when there's the right combination of pressure and the existence of the cloud, it has to be a certain type of cloud, a rain cloud, and then rain falls. And that's a very simplistic way of putting it. So we can say, what's the cause of the rain? The cause of the rain is the cloud. What is the cause of the cloud? Well, we could say it's the water, or it's the sunshine, or combination. This is science. You can understand I'm not in line for a Nobel Prize in science. It's very basic stuff. But we're looking for causes. How? Why? What's going on? And then we get further and further and further, and we find we can't go any further simply using our eyes and our ears and our nose and our intuition, our intelligence. There's a barrier we can't understand. We're never going to understand everything by our own efforts. It's not possible. And then we have to take knowledge from Bhagavad Gita, eternal spiritual knowledge, in which Krishna presents he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's all that we need to know. But then there's so much more to know. Then how will we worship Krishna? Then we have to learn. How will we worship Krishna? If we know everything, then we worship Krishna. If we know, what do we know? That Krishna is supreme, I'm not supreme. So what's my position? My position is to serve Krishna. And how do I serve Krishna? Then we have to learn so many things how to serve Krishna. It's not very difficult, but we have to learn how to do it. Just like making bread is not very difficult, but if you don't know, then you won't be able to do it. even if you have all the ingredients. So it's not very difficult to worship Krishna, but you have to know. And then why should we worship Krishna? Why should I believe this statement? Then we have to go through so much to understand. And then when we know Krishna is supreme, what's that? Then we pack up. It's just like many years ago I went to school and then I left school and pack up. I never went back to the school again. No need. And I didn't read the books in the school and I never met any of the teachers again. So whatever I needed to know from the school, I didn't learn all they taught me by any means, but it's finished, and I'm finished with the school. But learning about Krishna is not like that. If we know Krishna is all in all, then we become very attracted to that person, because Krishna, the very name means, it actually means all attractive. Krishna's supreme. Well, what does he do? What does he look like? Where does he live? What's it like to be with Krishna? And then there's so many things to know. We can hear the transcendental pastimes of Krishna as described in Srimad Bhagavatam and other spiritual teachings which are from beyond this world of wanting to know so many things. Actually, this world is a big world of big illusion. Illusion means we think things are important which are not important. We think it's important to know so many things. And in one sense it's important. If you're going to build a bridge, it's important to know how to do so. I don't want to go over a bridge built by someone who's an experimental bridge. No thanks. You experiment. You drive your car over the bridge first. Knowledge is required in this world. But the whole point is we don't require to be in this world. That's our mistake. Thinking that we are intrinsically part of this world. So as long as we're in this world, someone should know how to build bridges. Someone should know how to make bread. So many things to know. But we should know that the real thing that we need to know is Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'm subordinate to Him, let me serve Him. And then let us serve Him. How will we do that? That we have to learn. We can begin already if you've been so patient as to listen to this talk, then you're already serving Krishna, because this talking about Krishna, I'm doing just now, and you're hearing about Krishna, that's the first way to serve Krishna, is to hear about Him. Just like to build a bridge, first you have to hear about and learn about how to do it. We don't learn why to do it, it seems to be self-evident. We may learn or have to learn why to worship Krishna, because in this world it's not self-evident to us, to most of us, I suppose, that we should worship Krishna. Maybe to worship God, but then if we want to know, well, God, okay, God, who, what, why, where, what does this word mean, God? There's a general idea, the supreme being or the supreme force, or the supreme energy, the supreme light, supreme love, there's some general idea. But when we become specific, then we have to know that God means Krishna. And then people will object, no, I don't think God is Krishna, or why only Krishna? And then we have to learn, then we have to understand. This, if we come to that point, then we're on the right track. It might take a long time. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Janmanamante Gyanavan Mang Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha. After many births, we say take a long time, we think, well, how long is it going to take? To get my civil engineering degree, I had to go to preschool, school for so many years, and then to college, and get 20 years of schooling. How long is it going to take? 20 years? 25 years? Krishna says it may take many lifetimes of trying to find out what is everything all about. And then someone who's doing that, and it doesn't mean just looking in books and scratching your head, to go on this path of spiritual understanding requires purity of character, purity of behavior. You can't be a drunkard and be a spiritualist. Not in the way that Krishna is speaking about here. But Krishna can give spiritual blessings to anyone, however far away from Him or however misbehaved they may be. But generally speaking, if one wants to advance on the path of spiritual consciousness, there's certain conditions he has to fulfill. Even for that matter, to be a civil engineer, to study in the class, you can't go into the class drunk. You'll be thrown out. That even to speak of learning material things, what to speak of learning spiritual things. So to go on the path of spiritual knowledge requires discipline, proper behavior, good character, seriousness, dedication. These things are helpful for learning anything material also, except perhaps how to be a criminal. Or how to be a ruthless politician or something like this. But the point here is that it may take many lifetimes to come to the point of understanding that Krishna is everything. I need to know Krishna. I've been trying to understand who is God, what is God, maybe misconceptions that I am God, or God is just some light. When we come to the point of understanding Krishna is all in all, then we surrender to Krishna. And then such a person is very exalted and very rare, Krishna says. Then why are we bothering? Well, because we don't have to take many lifetimes. We can come to it immediately. If we hear about Krishna and we accept, yes, Krishna is the Supreme, I must surrender to him, then immediately we can go on to the next level or the next basic activity in serving Krishna. Hearing about Krishna is the first, then chanting about Krishna or chanting his names. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, come in another form as an ecstatic devotee to demonstrate to us the bliss of being Krishna conscious. He has taught us about Krishna, the science of Krishna, and given us the process by which we can very easily approach Krishna by chanting his holy names. Krishna has so many names: Hari, Narayana, Govinda, Giridhari, but especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has emphasized these names, well-known names: Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If we chant these holy names under the guidance of devotees who can help us, because the path of spiritual life is easy in one sense, but there may be so many pitfalls also. So if we chant these holy names, then gradually Krishna will reveal himself to us, and we don't need to know anything else. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satyad Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the origin of everything. There is no origin of Krishna. His spiritual form is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss, and he is the cause of all causes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.